Down 14-7 after no scoring in the second quarter. Scott City had received the ball. They would recover an onside kick attempt by Cheney at their own 44. And they would have a hard time moving it. They would not convert a third down. They'd be forced to punt on fourth and long. But a roughing the kicker penalty on Cheney set up Scott City with first down and 10. But they would be sacked on third down. So they squandered an opportunity. It was six plays on the drive. They'd be punting. But Gabe Bowers would have one of his better punts of the year, a 46-yarder down to the 18-yard line. Well, you think down seven mid-third quarter that the Beavers would be able to maybe get a defensive stop and swing the momentum back in their favor. Cheney had different ideas there, and they would strike through the air very quickly in their first drive of the second half.
So Voth at quarterback once again here to start this series. They do stay two tight end, two receivers, second and 10, 18-yard line, middle of the field. Be Pets play fake now looking down the midfield, going left side. Pass is going to be jump ball, caught, wrestled away and caught at the 48-yard line of Scott City. Luke Grace wrestles it away that time from Isaac Tarango. And a huge 35-yard play sets up Cheney first and 10 in Scott City territory.
The second 36-yard pass reception of the game there for Luke Grace set up Cheney at the Scott City 46-yard line. They would get it down to the 32 on another set of downs, and it looked like they would score yet once again, but it'd be ruled down at the one. But a big pass play once again for the Cheney offense.
Block has thrown 23 touchdown passes to seven picks this year. First and 10, Cheney at the 32 of Scott City is now Block of Rollers right now. Throw it in the middle of the field. Inside the 10, 5, touchdown, Cheney. Harrison Voth.
No, he's down.
They'll mark him at the 1-yard line, but it's a 31-yard pass play on the deep post and a first and goal at the 1-yard line and a nice roll by Block and a catch for Voth for 31.
The 31-yard pass play set up the Cardinals' first and goal at the 1, and on the very next play, Cheney would extend their lead.
They do at the 1-yard line, as it'll be Zach Block getting the carry up the middle. He will dive in, touchdown, Cheney. 4:52 to go third quarter. The Cardinals strike first in the second quarter, 82 yards and five plays to take a 20-7 lead.
The extra point would be partially blocked there. Scott City would have a 20-7 deficit. Cheney scoring drive, six play, 82 yards and 2:49. They would score on the one-yard run by quarterback Zach Block with 4:52 to go third quarter to extend their lead to 20-7. The Beavers would go three and out on their next series, and would only take 56 seconds off the clock. The Cardinals would set up shop at their own 37-yard line, and they would make quick work to get their second touchdown in the second half. They would convert a first down to the 47-yard line on their second play of the series, but the third play of the series would end up being a big touchdown for Cheney.
They stay in this formation. You think Cheney's probably going to try to run this clock down some more. Now they empty the backfield. They shift the tight ends into a two-point stance. Five receivers set. Voth back to pass. Now looking left. Wide open. And there's making the catch. Riley Pets, 25, steps up 20. Puts on the Jets. 10-5. And waltzes into the end zone. What a move left side. And it's 26-7 with 2:32 to go third quarter.
A three-play 63-yard drive at a minute 14 off the clock. Saw a 53-yard pass play to Riley Pets. From Harrison Voth, the extra point was kicked in by Hunter Ivory, and be 27-7 Cardinals with 2:32 to go third quarter. Scott said would give themselves another opportunity to get back in the game thanks to a long kickoff return.
So now the Beavers need three scores to try to come back and win. It's Gooden at the 15-yard line. 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, midfield, 45, 40, 35, and he's tackled all the way to the 25-yard line. And Gooden almost had his second house call of the year on kickoff return.
Just what the Beavers needed, a little shot in the arm. The 61-yard kickoff return by Parker Gooden was set up Scott City at the Cheney 24-yard line with 2:32 to go in the third quarter, down 27-7. But unfortunately, the Beavers would be plagued here. They would not convert a first down, and they would have a chance, though, on fourth down and long at the Cardinal 20.
Fourth and four, Cheney showing blitz. Gooden will run a quarterback sweep left side and breaks through one, and he's going to be stopped a yard short, or 3 yards shy at the 16 or 17-yard line. It's a turnover on downs. And Scott City now one of three on third or fourth down tonight. We'll turn it over with 23 seconds in the third quarter, down 20.
The turnover on downs for Scott City at the Cheney 18-yard line with 23.7 to go in the third quarter. Beavers down 27-7. And so Scott City would not convert a fourth down in the second half. In fact, their only first down was on the roughing the punter penalty there in the opening series of the second half. So just tough sledding for the Scott City offense in the second half. But Cheney would move the ball down the field, and we'll pick up with that in the fourth quarter. Scott City trailing 27-7 heading into the fourth quarter. We'll come back with the final quarter after this timeout on WesternKansasNews.com.